As we've been able to see, these dramatic pictures of the gunmen firing on this bus, and just to bring you up to date on those numbers that you just heard from the security official, 7 to 8 players have been injured and have been taken to hospital. At this point, the players' injuries are being reported as being minor. 4 forces, I believe, security forces, have been killed in this attack. Of course, those numbers are very fluid as well. We know that the players were on their way to the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore when they were fired upon. This was on their way to the second test match between Sri Lanka and Pakistan when they were fired upon. The bus hit, and as we say, 7 to 8 players injured. This is something, Anna, that has been feared for a very, very long time. We know there's been other attacks, bomb attacks and so on, while cricket teams have been visiting Pakistan, and there have been fears for a long time that players would actually be targeted. There would be an attack. We know that England before were here during a bomb attack. We know that Australia has been here at similar times, and the Australian team actually refuses now to come and play here, and Pakistan is having to play Australia in a neutral venue because they simply deem it too risky, too dangerous to actually come here and play cricket. Cricket is the national pastime here. It is the national sport. Cricket players are heroes. They are revered in this country. Wherever you go, on every street corner, people are playing cricket. The people here look up to cricket players. So this is going to absolutely stun the nation. I know that all eyes were glued on the first test match between Sri Lanka and Pakistan. It was played in great spirit. The players themselves had a great camaraderie, and the people are going to be absolutely stunned at what has happened here today. 7 to 8 players wounded, security officials killed as gunmen fired on the Sri Lankan team bus. Anna?
Yeah, Stan, as you say, I mean, there have been security concerns, and as you say, other teams refuse to actually play in Pakistan, such as Australia. But what sort of security would the Sri Lankan team have had?
Well, obviously, high security. I mean, no one comes here and doesn't have security. Pakistan is described quite rightly at the moment as the most dangerous place on the planet. You can't understate that. There is militancy everywhere. The militants in various shades and various forms, from Taliban to those fighting for separatist movements in other parts of the country, are incredibly strong. In fact, just in recent days, there have been reports in newspapers about pro-Taliban leaflets and posters being put up around Lahore itself. We know that there has been political unrest on the streets because of the crisis of democracy, the struggle between the former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and the current president, Zardari. This is a volatile place. It is an incendiary mix here in Pakistan. There is incredible poverty, huge militant threat, political instability, and all of these things go into making it such an incredibly dangerous place, as we've seen today. So no one comes here without security, but as much security as you have, you are not immune to this. We saw in the bombings at the Marriott Hotel, at the French Embassy, the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. The former President Musharraf was fired upon several times. This is a volatile place, a dangerous place, and no amount of security is going to be able to protect you from the types of things we've seen here today. This is going to make everybody stop and think about just how dangerous it is here now, particularly for visiting sporting teams who should be revered. As I said, this is cricket in this country is a second religion to Islam, if you like. People here absolutely revere cricket players, revere the game of cricket, and to see this happen is going to stun this nation to the core.